Good?
Oh, man, I'm as good as I'm gonna be.
All right.
And
welcome to another episode of the Riley Black Project with Crystal and John.
Hey.
What's going on?
Oh, you know, just surviving.
As we always do around here.
Oh, man, it's been a doozy, though. I keep waiting for it to chill out.
Yeah, and it's not happening. Struggle bus.
Like, from the moment it started.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's,
For you, it's been chill for me today.
Yeah, it has, no, it's, there's been, so we did some, removals, and, that mom with the laser, and people are, and so the removals were
not
audits. Not
very happy from what I'm
yeah, gathered. So they were audits of our policy of, no clip art, no copyright or trademark items in your shop if you are a seller in our group, because we hold our sellers to a higher standard. And people are just now realizing that they were hit, and it was a small handful. It wasn't a lot of people that we booted. It was really a small number considering how many approved designers we have. And yeah, they were just now noticing, and there was a post, and they were unhappy. And so it was literally
if they couldn't post on that mom with laser, where was this post?
In another group? Neighboring group. Oh, yes. Okay. So and there's eyes everywhere, and we got wind, and yeah, so then it started this crazy downward spiral of the day, and I'm still trying to get over, you know, the fucking Rona. So, here we are.
Yep.
Yeah. So,
but we have guests today.
We do. We have two guests today. We don't have any other updates, do we? Is that it? It's just been surviving, right?
I mean, updates. We need to do shout-outs.
Oh, crap. Hold on. Please. We got Miss Amanda with Cerulean Tides.
Shout outs.
We got G&V Keepsakes LLC. I don't know who owns that. So if that's you, send me a message. I want to put a name to your business name. We got Andrea Long. We got Mr. Keith Betterson. Josie Landon. We got Miss Jenna.
My boy Ryan Schultz.
Yeah. So Jenna, who we had on, last week?
Yep.
excuse me. Tara Beek, who just messaged me today, and she just bought her Mira.
Oh, so that's big exciting. Ups. Congratulations. Mm-hmm.
She just upgraded.
She just bought it or got it delivered?
She just bought it.
Okay.
Like, literally, I think just, yeah. We got Mark Collier, of course. Crystal Squared, Kathy Ray, we got MJ, Miss Michael Jordan.
In the house.
Michael Jackson, that's what you say, Michael Jackson. Ryan, there's Ryan finally. Yeah. And the OG supporter, Will Louie. So, yes. thank you guys so much. You guys are a range of $6 to $25 now. So, thank you.
Yes,
I love you all.
Thanks for supporting.
And let's just call our friends.
All right. We'll be right back.
Hey, just wanted to remind you to check us out on Patreon, where you can get Friday access to episodes, shoutouts, and free files depending on your tier. And if you aren't already, follow us at The Riley Black Project on Instagram and join the group on Facebook, where you can give us show ideas, critiques, and meet new people from the community. Lastly, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, rate, review. Let us know how we're doing. Now, back to the show.
Hello.
Hola.
Hello.
Sorry.
Oh, shit.
What? Oh. Okay. I fell.
Hi.
I'm
okay. Okay.
Did you catch me?
I'm okay.
Okay. And she's okay.
Oh,
she's
all
right, folks.
This is going to be
I'm
so
okay.
good. Oh, man. Okay. I'm merging the calls. Hold on.
She's going to stay quiet the whole time. You know that, right? She's going to stay quiet.
Hello.
She's not going to say anything.
Hello.
Hello. Is everyone with us?
Me?
Yes, you.
I was talking, but I think my AirPods connected before I put them in my ears. So I was like, where did you guys go?
We were calling Cindy. And then Cindy, like,
dropped
the phone or something.
I'm okay.
Oh, my God. We're, like, Cindy, have you had a day? Because we've had a day.
Oh, no, that's not even the word. My God.
Yeah.
Today has been like a year.
It really has.
I've been fine. Yeah,
who wants to start? Who wants to start?
Oh, man, I don't know.
How are you guys feeling, first of all? Let's start with that. How are you guys feeling?
We're feeling positive.
Yeah, John, shut up.
We're trying to stay positive over here.
John's fine. I'm okay. I'm tired, like
John's,
really tired.
John's feeling negative, but Crystal's feeling
I'm feeling a little negative.
Whatever. Yeah, I'm fucking over it. That's,
Crystal
that's
stays
what
positive.
I am,
Friday I was feeling positive, but now I'm feeling negative.
the last show, we're like, oh, we have some positive news to share.
My COVID test.
Yeah.
Oh man.
And now we can tell everybody that since then, Crystal and I and my family, Lobo, my mom,
yep.
not my husband, have all tested positive. And I am now negative along with my family, but Crystal's is still hanging in there.
Yep. Yay.
Oh man.
Which it's fine.
We
because...
start. Did you guys do the intro?
Yeah, we did the intro.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, so like in a couple days, I'm going to be at my 10-day point anyway. And my symptoms, as annoying as they are improving. So there's at least that. But, you know, here we are. And so
Who's writing? We have a stenographer on the podcast.
Sorry, I have my keyboard is like one of those vintage retro classic.
You're not allowed to multitask or the podcast.
I'm not. I heard you guys yell at Emily.
I'm just waiting to hear. I'm waiting to hear the shitting. Shitting.
I have a post-it note that says no multitasking. Right on my Mac.
Well, so today's podcast of all of us doing this together is pretty, like, the timing is pretty great because one thing the three of us always relate on.
But there's four of us.
It's not about you right now. The three of us relate on is the black cloud that kind of seems to follow us. Shut up.
Why does it always gotta be black?
And I just last week I coined us the BCBs, which is the black cloud bitches.
That C can go a different way. Especially with you.
Shut up. I don't date the black men's anymore.
The B's words can stay the same, but the C word might change.
Whatever. Okay. Whatever. Anyway.
I think that should be like, there should be a second, like a red flag after dark podcast.
I'm down, but I don't have any more time, Cindy, so don't, no.
Why not? Just add it to the list. Go big or go home.
Oh, man. No. So.
Black cock bitches after dark.
Shut your mouth. I hate you. Oh man, I don't even know like where do we start on our like
and
black
we're back
cloud talk of shut up.
We're back with Crystal and John.
Right. I wanted to ask you, Cindy.
Right?
What?
Yeah. No, I said I think that's how it all kind of like started, our little circle of
Yeah, it was honestly, so like, I think one of the first situations that I can remember is when you lost your grandmother, your grandfather, right?
My grandfather.
Yeah. And then you were having, at the same time, you were having like difficulty like getting your machine, and then you were having the flooding because every time you'd like save the money to get your machine, then you'd have some issue. Something. The flooding would happen or, yeah. And
it was crazy. It's just, yeah, it's just pretty much, it started before my grandfather passed away. Lockdown.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
We're starting the cloud.
We didn't even introduce what we kind of did.
No, we didn't do the.
Sorry, I just ran right in. Like, I mean, there's no fucking rhyme or reason to today. The fact that we have a podcast today is.
I'm like, wait a minute. She's going into this whole. Oh, my grandma, I'm like, wait, are we in the podcast right now?
Hold on with the. Let me introduce y'all first.
Then
we'll
ready?
Go. We're not adding any of that in there. Some of that was good.
I asked if we did the intro yet.
We did our intro, but we didn't do.
Heather tried to help us.
She did, and I'm sitting here thinking we're still pre-showing.
We don't even, guys.
I even jokingly said, "And we're back."
And we're back.
Just like this on air. Listeners know that we're fucking shit show.
Exactly.
This
here we go.
The Black Cloud Podcast starts. Welcome to the Black Cloud Podcast, bitches. Here we are.
Exactly. Cindy, carry on.
So it was your grandfather.
There's no rules in this house, okay? Just
why are we interrupted such a depressing story to say welcome to the fucking Black Cloud?
Oh man,
it's gonna make my job easy.
It is, yeah.
Okay, it all stays in. It all stays in.
Just roll with it.
It all stays.
Okay.
And I need to go. Okay. Let's just run right through this basement flooded, money spent. Grandpa died. It all went like I don't know. Then you flooded again. Then you flood twice. It flooded twice. And then the second time is when I just dropped, you know, a whole Trotec amount of money on the basement. Like it was like we put in
what storm was that, Cindy? Because that was the one that we both got hit with, but you got it. No, so got it way worse.
No, that was but that wasn't. It wasn't even like it was just rain. Like Ida didn't even do any damage, but of course because we had the French drains put in. But it was nasty. It was like it was 2020. I don't even know what else to say.
Yeah.
That's all there is to say.
Well, and so then
2020-ish.
You miraculously like turned it around. You ended up dropping all this money and getting a French drain. And then you still ended up upgrading your laser, but you just got a different laser instead of the Trotec you really wanted. And like you kind of just sure we all have our moments, but we kind of just have to you have to like just you have no choice but to like keep going. Like you can have your moment and then you just keep going, and then the next thing hits you and you're like, I swear to God, I'm gonna quit this time, and then you you just have to keep going. Just keep swimming. Do you want to talk about your surgery and what kind of happened with that?
Oh my God. Yeah. And then there's that. Because it's just it snowball.
Yeah, and then there's that. That's minor / major detail.
Right?
Just a little thing that happened.
Minor.
Just
woke up and couldn't walk.
Well, before any of the other stuff happened, like I hustled my butt off. I put this little gopher that couldn't to work. And I was able to buy, an 80-watt laser. And, my grandfather died. I set up the laser. And then I started doing all the upgrades. And I was like, all right, this is good. This is good. And I think all of us collectively, like, we were like, all right, things are in motion.
Right.
The podcast is taking off. Digitals were flying off the shelves. It was like, it was time. We were like, this is our time to shine.
Right.
We were really, this is good. And then I had to have surgery because I had severe stage 2 endometriosis.
Yeah. Well, and so you're having a lot of health problems through all this shit too.
And through everything, I was just literally dying inside. My uterus was trying to kill me. And I had the surgery. I had a hysterectomy, a full hysterectomy. And I woke up in recovery. And they were like, okay, we're going to pull the catheter out. And once you go to the bathroom and pee, you can go home because it's ambulatory. So you have 5 hours of surgery. They rip out organs and then they send you on your merry way.
Right. They send you home.
So I was like, all right, that's fine. And I was like, okay, yeah, my left leg feels numb. Like, I don't feel anything. It's like, oh, don't worry, it'll wear off. Anesthesia is going to, wear off. You'll be okay. In a little bit, get up, go to the bathroom. She just kept coming back. I'm in the recovery room. I can't see anybody because of COVID.
Right.
My husband's in the waiting room. Ugh. And I'm alone. I'm literally alone. And I keep calling the nurse. I'm like, I can't feel my right leg.
Oh my
God. She said,
okay,
can you move your left leg? And I'm like, yeah, I can start wiggling my toes.
Okay, walk it off.
On my left leg. Yeah, pretty much. That's what she's like, oh, we'll get you assistance to take you to the bathroom. And I'm like, okay. And the surgery was supposed to be about an hour and a half. That's a long amount of time for this type of surgery.
Uh-huh.
It took 5 hours. And yeah, it was like 5 hours long. And don't Google like what it looks like or how your body is positioned. It's just, don't do it to yourself.
Yeah.
and I get up and I'm like, okay, I try to like sit up and I'm like, there's something wrong. Like, I don't feel my leg. Like, dude, come back here. So the nurse, like, and it's funny because where I was positioned, I'm literally in front of the nurse's station. So like, I'm in a single room in a, like a closed little area, and I could see the nurse, and she's making eye contact with me, and I'm shaking my head like, no. And she comes over to me and she's like, is everything okay? And I'm like, no. And this is already now I'm 2 hours in recovery, which is not typical. They figured like a half hour, 45 minutes, an hour.
And your husband's probably having a heart attack.
Yeah, in the waiting room.
So I kept trying to tell her, go tell my husband, please. Like, that
Bud would have been flipping tables and knocking people out. <Please. laughs>
Like, he must have said something because they said, like, oh, we've been keeping him updated. That's all they told me. So I said, okay, I can't feel my right leg. Now, at this point, my left leg, like, I could bend it, I could bring it up, I could move my leg. And you know that tingling feeling when you're sitting on the toilet for too long?
Yes,
and you're like, oh,
I do. Yes, of course you do. You fucking live on the toilet.
My legs are numb. You can't get up. And I was like, my left leg feels numb, like if I fell asleep and I'm getting that tingly feeling. And she goes, what about your right leg? I was like, I don't feel like I have a right leg. It's not there.
Oh my God.
It's not there. It was like literal dead weight. Like I couldn't pick it up. I couldn't turn it. I couldn't even wiggle my toes. So immediately she just looks at me. She didn't even say anything. She turns around. And within 5 minutes, my surgeon is there. His entire team is there.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's never a good sign.
And I have 2 IVs in me. Like, it's not even like I have just the one that they put the anesthesia in. I literally have 2. My arms are just covered in needles and veins, and it's just broke. And he looks at me, and he goes, okay. He's like, do this, move your leg, try to wiggle your toes. He lifts up my leg, and as he goes to put it down, he goes, okay, hold your leg up. My leg just falls right back down to the bed. They immediately whisk me away to have an MRI and a CAT scan. This is 2 hours after having major surgeries. I am claustrophobic. I don't like closed spaces.
Especially in like a complete panic mode, too.
Yeah.
Where's my leg? Where's my husband?
What's he do to me? I think Heather was like the first one to be like, she's like, this is not right. You need to call. You need to do this. You need to do that.
Yeah.
And I was ill. I told Michael, I was like, Michael,
I'm coming there.
Right.
Heather said, we should do this. We should do that. If you listen. But anyway, all that's happening within 2 hours of having surgery. And I'm still technically high from all the medication that they're giving me, the pumping
and anesthesia,
painkillers, anesthesia, and everything. Plus, they gave me something to like a super dose of like Toradol because I did not want to have the CAT scan done or the MRI. I was just like, no. First of all, they have to lift you up to put you on those beds.
Oh,
and
right.
And they're like flapping me around and I'm screaming in pain. Like the pain medication's wearing off. They had a nurse with me the whole time and she's like pumping me with stuff through the IV. It took like an hour and a half to get all that done. When I get back and it's nighttime. Like I went in at 6 a.m.
Oh my God.
Nighttime. I don't have anything. I can't figure out what's wrong. Neurology's coming in. Like I had the place buzzing. And this is supposed to be ambulatory. So everybody's like in and out and they're like, what the hell happened to this woman? I can't get my phone because they take all your belongings and they put it in a locker. So I don't even have my cell phone Michael or to tell him. From what I can hear him kind of yelling.
Right.
Because it's like outside and he's just like, you know, her name is Cindy Galley. Like, where is she? Like, you know, is the doctor coming back out to talk to me?
Well, he's probably thinking the worst. Like, I just got the chills when you just said that. Like, I could not imagine being the spouse on the other side of that when you're not coming out and he can't talk to you and they probably have no idea what's going on. And so they're giving him like,
to call the cops to stop me from coming back here.
Yeah.
All they told him was she's having a complication. So,
which could be death.
Like, you're about to have a complication is what's happening right now.
Right.
The whole thing is about to be a complication.
I'm just in the waiting room. Like, I hope you guys don't think I'm going to pay for this. I didn't pay for it. I'm not paying for any of this.
Right. The surgery is not covered.
And, and you will pay for this.
Right.
I don't want to see one bill.
Right. One bill, like don't even bother. Like you better just wipe that clean right now.
Oh my God!
It was just.
But I said to Cindy, like when she immediately told us, like I was like, that's malpractice. Like right, you know that the reason your surgeon was immediately there with his whole team was because he was like, shit, I'm about to get sued.
Right,
I'm about to get sued, and he's even told Heather, I was just like, no, I like him. He's been great throughout the whole thing, the whole process. Like I've had him for years and. And this just—it was just a.
Well, and didn't they figure out that you have some like neurological like issue that kind of like contributed to it and made it like more of a
like a super random occurrence.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
It's
called neuropathy. Yeah, it was like a sacral nerve plexus. So it's like a system of nerves in the sacroiliac joint area, which is the lower lumbar area. And when I was like in my 20s, of course, when I was younger, I had this issue where I was out of work for a couple of months, like on and off, because I couldn't walk because that nerve got pinched somehow. And I had pain management. They fixed it, knock wood. It didn't happen until again now. But because
well, then trauma kind of just was like, oh yeah, that's
exactly.
Right.
So the black
we have issues.
And that's where exactly it's like, oh wait a second, you know that hasn't happened in a while. Like why don't we throw
the black cloud in? Was like, wait a minute, Cindy's in an ambulatory, building.
No. it's telling the other clouds is like.
I just remember being so panicked for you and like you were like, I have to learn to walk again and it will hopefully come back, but it may not come back. And I was just like, oh my God. And I'm thinking of like all the stairs in your house. And I'm like, yeah, Heather and I were like talking on the side, like, what do we even do? Like, how do we talk? Like, how do you talk a friend through this when they wake up from surgery and they can't walk? Like, there's no manual on how you like support a friend through that. And like, you're in the room, like by yourself. So I just kept like trying to like check in on you. And then it was like, I don't want to make this work by like freaking out every time you update me and I'm just like
reminding you that you can't walk. Right.
Is there any improvement? And you'd be like, hey, no. And I'm like, shit, I shouldn't have asked. Yeah. And I would just...
Yeah, well, we turned the guest room into, like, a makeshift recovery room because I was in the hospital for 5 days after that. Like,
when it was supposed to be an hour.
In, they could have done it. And it was supposed to be an hour and a half surgery and home. God, like, you know, and 5 days later, neurology came in and they did all these tests. They checked, and before I knew it, they were like, okay, we're going to send you to rehab. And I was like, Amy Winehouse, they tried to get me to rehab. I said, no. Like, I was like, no, I want to go home. Like, right. I want to go to another hospital until I can walk again. And they sent up the visiting nurse services for me. It was horrible. And I mean, I'm not young, but I'm not old either.
Right.
And
yeah, I was, bet.
Like, visiting nurse services in my head. I'm like, I'm not, you know, geriatric here. Like,
well, and yeah, I remember the pictures of, like, you in the walker, and, like, you couldn't get water by yourself. You couldn't go to the bathroom by yourself for a while. It was just,
I had a walker. I had, like, I had a commode in the bathroom, like, in the bedroom. Like, it was just horrible, and I don't wish that on anyone. And
how are you now? You walking?
I am walking. I don't need the cane. I don't need the walker anymore. I do get tires very quickly.
Yeah.
You know, it's like I spend most of my days downstairs, so I don't have to go up and down the stairs. Like, I don't even go into the shops downstairs anymore. So we brought up, like, the Glowforge is up here, but the big machine was downstairs, and I got the Lifeburn Bridge to help with that.
Mm.
Just so I don't have to, like, stand, you know, at the machine for too long, like, to set it up.
Yeah.
I could just send the file to the Rita and just, like, you know, and do it from there. But I've gone for checkups, and he's like, how's physical therapy going? I was like, I haven't been to physical therapy yet. Because it's like,
leave me alone.
Leave me alone, pretty much. And I'm more upset that I have to go to physical therapy, and it's silly because it's my own health and I have to take care of myself.
Right.
I read this one thing that said, like, no one's coming to your rescue. You have to be the one to want to do this. You have to have the will. You have to be the one. You're your only champion.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, no one can do it for you.
No one can do it for you. Exactly. Yeah.
So, as much as we want to. Like, I wanted to, like, go walk for you and go do all the things and help you any way I possibly can. But, yeah, when it comes down to it, like, I mean, yeah, you have the support, and the support helps a lot in, like, being able to muster up that, like, little tiny bit of effort. But, yeah, you really, you have to do it yourself because no one can do it for you, unfortunately.
No, it's so true. And I'm grateful for you and Heather. John, okay, I'll say you too because you're listening. But
because you're here.
Seriously, like,
because you let up your wife sometimes.
You know, like, it's just, it was nice to get, even those, like, messages, like, after, you know, I guess it went around the laser world or into our little group, you know, it was nice to get a, oh my gosh, I just heard what happened. Are you okay? And I laugh through the tears most of the time. I joke about it.
Right,
and
yeah.
You know, these morbid.
That's one of my coping mechanisms, too. Like, if you have to. Yeah.
That's how you stay sane.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, seriously. And that's why I think we hit it all so well, because we're just like, you know, we'll joke about it. And it's just like, oh my God, we're so twisted. But it was so helpful.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's my Black Cloud story, and that was how I ended 2021.
Yeah.
And well, then now
I year, said hold my beer happened. It's been 2 days in 2022. Let's see what shit show we can go through this year.
Let's give Crystal and Heather COVID.
Oh my God.
Oh man.
And I mean, what kind of shit is it that we made it 2 years without this crap, and then we get it the same week?
Me and her called it, like, the same day.
What? How? We don't leave either.
We're not even that close to each other.
No, we don't leave the house, and we live nowhere near each other. Nowhere near. Like,
but we can innocently state about how, like, similar our lives are. Like, we literally
creepy.
Complete each other's sentences sometimes. And we just last week, we were like, how funny would it be if we both talked about them this week? If they're like, I literally don't leave the house. Not
right.
kidding.
Yeah, no, I don't either.
Ever.
Yeah.
It's very rare. So I can easily go weeks without leaving the house.
Does John do your food shopping and stuff?
Yep. He does the pickups.
So, like, that's, the guys do all the stuff. Like,
the outside stuff.
I've not left my house. So then I'm, like, joking about how I'm like, oh, Bud definitely brought it in. And he was negative. I'm like, who the hell gave me COVID?
Right?
Yeah, no, I was positive.
Yeah, it was definitely, John definitely brought it because he was John positive first.
Year,
yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Like, from work, John? Like, you like from a job? Like you?
Yeah, he's like pretty sure he knows, like, when he...
You know, I don't want to blame my employer. But, given the fact that I threw up the red flag and everything on that assignment. But, you know, Happy New Year, guys. You know, because we have to do...
Did you do the New Year's?
Yep. I was at a New Year's party. Okay. You know, like they tell you not to.
Man. Yeah. With so many people.
Like, it was an outdoor event.
Near other humans in this world.
Well, and so how
I'm glad, I mean, I'm glad that it's not horrible. I'm glad that it's, you know,
it was manageable.
As advertised.
I was going to say, they only, John, like, got hit a little bit, but it was quick.
One day.
Yeah, he had one really bad day.
Like, I feel like Crystal's has been lingering. The only thing that happened to me is I only knew I had it because I lost my smell and taste on Monday.
Yeah.
Like, my smell went, I could still taste some stuff, and then as of Tuesday, they were both gone. So then I was probably COVID, but I had no other symptoms. Like, I might have had a runny nose on Monday, but, like, I would have just attributed to allergies because that's what happens here when the weather changes, and Philly's like, not really.
Well, so I was still recovering from a sinus infection. So, like
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday was no taste or smell, and I was like, I definitely have COVID. And Bud finally found, like, over-the-counter tested. Friday, I tested positive. Because I tested positive, Bud and my mom and Logan all took a test. My mom and Logan both tested positive. No symptoms. None. I'm 66. She's a lifetime smoker. Like, she's, like, prime candidate to get sick from this shit. So then I'm, like, panicking. Like, did she give it to me? Did I give it to her? Like, did
something?
Yeah, you start
trying. Yeah. Well, and she's your lifeline as far as
anything.
Yeah, who takes care of Logan? So
he's our caretaker.
Yeah.
But, like, I couldn't even, like, most people would be like, oh, like, my kid's in daycare, they probably got it there. Like, Logan is me. Like, if he's home. My mom and me and Bud. Unless, like, you're at the store or, like, something. That's why I was like, oh, Bud probably got it at, like, Right, or like at the, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, it's like a cold these days. I mean, you can get it just walking
by anywhere.
I wasn't blaming anybody. I was just like, who? And then I found out that my cousin that came over on Christmas had it and didn't know it. She was asymptomatic. So it's like, maybe she gave it to us, maybe somebody else. Like, who knows?
Yeah, you never know.
We were at my aunt's house on Christmas Eve around like 25 different people. So I'm like, it could have been from, like, it literally, it's like,
yeah.
Who the hell? It's just any other sickness our lives.
Yeah. I am over it, though. I've been sick since, like, sometime in November, and I'm done. I'm ready to be done. I have I have a course to film.
You had sinus.
Well, yeah, so JR, he's at school, and he brings home everything. And so he'll bring home something, and then 2 days later, it's my turn because I'm taking care of the snot shit. And then it's my turn. And then he gets over it in like 2 or 3 days and may have like a lingering cough. And then it hits me and it takes me 2 weeks to get over it. And then we get like a week where we're okay. And then he gets something else. And that's been going on since sometime in November. And so I was sick on and off in December because I remember being sick and going to Colorado and thinking I had COVID then because I was sick and congested and I was struggling to smell or taste. Like, I was literally smelling and tasting everything. I made my sister give me some of her stinky ass weed because I'm like, I know I can smell that. That's the stinkiest thing in this house. I was like, let me smell it. And I could barely smell it. And I was like, oh my God.
You're like, I can smell it. Were you smoking downstairs?
And we were going to be on the Kathy J show. And I'm like, that's all I need is to miss this opportunity to be on the show with her because I got stupid ass COVID because, hello, black cloud life. That's how my life goes. And remember, we were driving to the show and I still was not necessarily convinced that I didn't have it, even though we had tested earlier before we left. Well, we had JR tested and he was negative. And so, again, I don't leave. So if he's negative, then I am too. And so we were driving there and we stopped to get Starbucks. And I got a coffee and like a sandwich or something. And I took a sip of the coffee. And I cannot tell you how happy I was that I could taste that coffee. I was like, ah, I'm fine. I don't have COVID. And then here I am with actual COVID. And I never lost my smell or my taste. So it's like, aww, that didn't necessarily tell me I didn't like have COVID, but yeah, it was just, it's, yeah, I've been sick since I can't even remember when, and I'm just ready to not be this way and to like, you know, like have a little bit of a break. Just give me like a little bit. I don't expect like a normal person break because we're just not normal people. But no. You know, I knew that it was going to be crazy trying to do all this and also like try and get this course done, but I really did not know it was going to be like this. Oh, and then I think we talked about this last week, but so I took my branding photos that I'm going to be using for my course and other said, you know, Riley Black things. And I was waiting for my photos and I get a text from my photographer. My photographer got COVID and was in the hospital for 5 days. And then she texts me that she got out of the hospital and she's finally ready to like edit the photos and John gets COVID. And I'm like, is this real life? Is this happening right now? Like, how? And you just have to like,
to that point where you just feel like, of course, like, yes, that, you know, it comes down to like, of course uh-huh, this is happening. Of course this is like, you kind of, I don't want to say you accept it, but you're just like, all right.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, what else are you going to do? Like you have to, like you have no, I mean, sure. We all have our moments where like we literally threaten to give up, where I threaten to like walk outside and not come back. And I've legit done that once since we moved out here. It was like 11 o'clock at night. It was, and Heather and I have talked about this. I don't think we've ever mentioned it on the podcast, but we it was like our fourth round of bed bugs. And we were sitting there and one crawled on me for like the fourth time. We tented our house. We did everything. We sprayed, we heated, we did every possible treatment there was, and then we tented our whole freaking house and slept in a hotel for 3 days or whatever. And we were sitting there and it was 10:45 at night and one crawled on me and I legit lost my mind. I had a full on mental breakdown. I walked outside. And we don't live in a great neighborhood. I walked outside at 10:45 and I'm crying and I called my mom and I was like, I'm done. I'm leaving. I don't know where I'm going. And I'm like walking down the street. There's people outside. They're like, what is this crazy white lady doing? Screaming and crying on the phone, having a full on mental breakdown. Cause I was just like, I can't do it anymore.
And
it felt similar to COVID, honestly, because I felt diseased. I was so scared that I was going to give these bed bugs to someone else that I wasn't leaving the house because we got them.
Because it ruined your life. Right?
Yes, it legit ruined our life for like a year.
No, it still has.
Yeah.
I don't feel comfortable talking about them.
Yeah. PTSD. Like it was one of the worst parts of our entire life. And it feels very similar to COVID to me because, again, I felt trapped in my home because I didn't want anyone else to go through this horrible time that we were going through. And so it was like, I guess I just have to hide here.
Because you couldn't sleep because you felt like things were crawling on you.
Exactly. And so it not only took away that piece, but there was no like calm. There was no way to get away.
It haunts your life for a while too.
Still, no, it's every fuzz,
every black,
every fuzz,
every
dot, right?
Yes.
Every single, still to this day.
Yeah.
I just pulled like an old pair of sneakers out the other day, and it was like I keep my sneakers in like the plastic, you know, this plastic Tupperware thing from Amazon.
Right.
And I like took my sneakers out, and there was like it wound up being a little stink bug.
Yeah.
You guys have seen something before. Yeah. But I was, as soon as I saw like this, it was just like a shell of a bug that just dropped out. And I was like, ugh. I was like, I'll die. I'll move out right now.
Yeah, your whole soul dies all over again for a fuzz. Yeah. And it's like,
I will die.
Yeah. I went to therapy because I was legit losing my mind. And I remember the like one of the pest guys telling me, he's like, the worst part about them is what they do to your head. It's not actually what they do to your home or your things.
Physically, yeah.
Yeah, because they don't carry any diseases. There's like, I had, you know, black cloud life. I had an allergic reaction.
We weren't, our problem was we didn't.
They were only biting me.
We didn't know that we had I would die. I would have moved.
They were only biting me. And
one of us, so we didn't know we had them until we saw the dirt on our sheets and stuff.
I went to urgent care and so they were also biting our godson. That's how we found out. But so his bites looked different than mine. Mine looked like an allergic reaction to something because I was allergic to them. And so my arm like flipped out. I had hives all over one arm and I went to urgent care and they're like, it's some kind of allergy. Obviously they had no idea.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we didn't like make the connection. And then finally it was like, oh, and so that was the worst part too, was like, they were legit attacking me and they weren't attacking. It didn't feel like they were attacking anybody else. Yeah. And so, yeah, it was just, and again, I'm trying to run a business too. And I'm like, now, so anytime they would show up, that meant I had to pause orders. And then like, who wants to tell your customers that that's why you're pausing orders? Right. And like, it was just.
Because everybody associates that with like.
Dirt and filth and
dirty.
Yeah.
And that's not, they actually prefer a clean environment.
Right.
Like, from what like. They, yeah. When we had an exterminator, they were like, if you have bed bugs, you're almost guaranteed to have a clean house because they wouldn't stick around.
Right. Yeah. So it was just, yeah. And you just have to like, you have to keep going through the madness and it comes down to your support system. And like, I didn't know you guys, you know, then it was very early on in like my laser journey, but it took having my friends and my family and thankfully a solid relationship to help me through because, I mean, there were so many times that I wanted to give up, and honestly, probably the lasers, it did help me some, because it was a good escape where I could, like, tap the creative part of my brain and not have to think about all the things that weren't going right in my life.
Stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
No, my mom had an infestation. Like, it was in Brooklyn, it was, like, rampant. And
yeah.
She got rid of all of her furniture because she found some specks, like you said, those little black spots, like on the side. And she was like, she freaked out. She threw everything away. Like, she didn't hesitate.
Yeah.
You know,
sometimes that's not enough.
It's like,
they can go in the walls.
Yeah.
Like they're literally the devil. Legit the devil of the universe.
Yeah, no, my mom is such a clean freak, and you know, they said it could have been from the neighbors, it could have been, like, there's no rhyme or reason, like, anybody could be on somebody, could jump on you, she was taking the train, she was like, it just happens.
Yeah.
But she lost her mind. Like, now she constantly checks everywhere.
Yeah, we check every hotel room every time we go now, and I think that's another bad part of them is that I not only, like, we were going through this, but then I also wasn't necessarily telling people unless they were close to me because it was embarrassing, you know? And, like, you didn't do anything wrong, but that's not what it feels like, you know? It was like, I don't want to tell anybody, and I remember,
but
like
you said, it feels like you're infected and you don't want to pass that on
exactly.
to somebody else.
Yeah. And I remember writing, like, this super long Facebook post, and I almost didn't post it. And I was like, you know what? Like, F this, because I remember when we had the miscarriage, and I was, you know, I would tell a few friends, and they'd all be like, yeah, me too, and I'm like, what the fuck, why didn't you ever tell me? Like, I'm sitting here thinking I'm the only one on the planet who's ever had a miscarriage, and all these people around me had them, and, you know, by choice, whatever their choice is, but they decided to suffer in silence, and I vowed at that point to always say something, you know, every October, like I talk about how, you know, I had the miscarriage and like what it did to me, and just to be that one person who's like, oh, I know Crystal had one. Someone can reach out to me if, you know, they're going through it, or they feel alone, or they're having one and they don't know anybody else or whatever. And so when that happened, I was like, sure, I feel dirty, but like anybody who's going to judge me for this is not somebody who should be in my life anyway. And so I remember posting about it, and it was like the super long post, and I got a whole bunch of private messages of people, again, just like the miscarriage, private who were like, of course, comments. I mean, there were some comments. There were some people who were like, oh, I went through that when I was little, or, you know, there were some people who were brave enough to like say it in public, but there was a lot of people who messaged.
But that's the thing, there's like a stigma around
it. Yeah, exactly.
Like, you caused it. Like, that's like when the kids get lice at school. Like, it's not anybody's fault.
Right.
Well, we think it was picked up at school.
Yeah, we think he got it at school, because at school they would all throw backpacks together.
Throw your bag, exactly.
And then he got it first in his room.
We went to Jamaica. We got them from the hotel in Jamaica. They came home with us.
Like, yeah,
that's disgusting.
Yeah, and so
disgusting.
I vowed to like share. I share my struggles a lot more than probably the normal person does, just simply to help that one person who might be feeling alone or might feel alone in the future. And it's like, it's not just you. These things happen to normal people. And like,
because we also know how it felt to
be so alone.
Others hadn't shared.
Yeah.
Like you said, with the miscarriage, like when I had mine, like I found out family members that I was close to had, like I talked to you while you went through that. Like,
right.
And you never once mentioned it. Like, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
Like, I was like to the point where I almost got angry because how am I bold enough to tell you how my life is going? And now you're going to tell me how, like after the fact.
Yeah.
Like, I was very angry at a few people. Not everybody, but a few people.
Yeah.
But I think that comes from people not wanting to be, like, there. How do I put it? You say something to somebody, like, you're going through it, and you don't want them to feel like you're, quote-unquote, tainted, or that you know what I mean? Like, nobody ever wants to feel that they're the ones who have problems.
A problem. Right.
Yes, right. Yes. And having a lot of problems, you feel like that.
You feel like, oh my god, nobody's gonna understand, I'm not gonna say right. anything, I'm gonna keep it quiet. But like Heather said, it's a stigma.
But like also in that moment is like it was like one person that was like, me too. Like, I hate the Me Too movement, whatever kind of like association with that. But like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like somebody else was like, I also went through, like, I'll say I also, how's that?
Yeah.
So I also went through that, and I was like, I didn't even know. You know, like it was like that kind of thing. And then I was like, so can we talk about it? Like, how did it go for you? Like, how long did it last? Like, did this happen?
Or,
because that's, like, my thing is, like, I love Facebook groups because not that they're not anonymous. They're not anonymous. But
they're
sometimes complete strangers that you don't have to worry about. Like, fuck you. Judge me if you want. I don't care.
Right.
I can disappear tomorrow. It's not like you're talking to your sister or whatever.
But, yeah, that is how they help a lot. Friend. Yeah.
But sometimes you have that friend that just does it, that overminds your suffering. And they're like, oh, that happened to me, too. I went through it. I did this. I suffered. And they almost kind of make you feel like your suffering isn't as important. And
right.
So you know what I mean? It can also go both ways. Because those are the people I'm like, okay, I don't need you to
tell like, okay, never mind.
My suffering is the same as yours.
Yeah, I take
all
it back.
All I needed you for was support if I needed to talk. Right.
Fine, yours is worse. I'm leaving now. Bye. But yeah, I mean, the moral of the story is like, you have to keep going. And like, thankfully we have this outlet of this laser world and all the amazing people that come with it. So you need to find your people who not only support, you know, your crazy laser ideas, but also support you like when shit literally hits the fan all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I know I'm grateful for you guys because no one else would understand. Like, if I text you, like, oh my god, you wouldn't believe what happened. And
yeah.
It's just like, yeah, we kind of could believe what happened.
Right. We sadly, but
there's
also
anyone happened. Who believes it does.
Right. So let's talk about your branding photo shoot. I'm so excited to see how that goes, and like look at us like doing like big things with our business. And I never ever saw me being someone who needed branding photos, like a branding photos for my website or like, you know, posed laser pictures.
Boy, did I have fun on Saturday. Like, I didn't, I was looking forward to cooking, you know, like, I was super stressed out about it. I booked it in October, I've been stressed out about
it. And you spent, a fuck ton of money.
Spent a ton of money, but so, so worth it.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I was undercharged, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, it was just...
Did you do, just yourself branding photos, or did you do product photos also, like...
Well, not products, because I don't sell products.
So, she doesn't make things
anymore.
We don't
like to make the things.
I did, like, me with my iPad, me with my pencil, like, stuff like me teaching, me with my iMac. I bought everything. So I hired, I'm going to do my shout out, just in case they're listening. So I hired Anne Blake. She is a lifestyle/branding photographer, and she is amazing. My biggest thing with the branding photo shoot is I was really nervous. So it was a 4-hour shoot. I also had a makeup artist that was included with my package, Erica Nicole. She's amazing. Like, I could not have asked for a better dream team. And I didn't realize when I booked that I also got to pick where I was going to do the shoot at. And Anne recommended like a couple Airbnbs. She recommended like a couple like really private studios, but a couple that she had never been to. So it was just kind of like us going off the website and like obviously pricing and whatnot. But I wound up booking Petite Social Studio in Delaware City, Delaware. And Cindy, have you seen, did I send you videos at all? I didn't even know. So it was on one of the original canals in Delaware City that leads right to the Delaware River. We were right on the water. It was like an old school hotel, like brick building, and I had the whole place rented out. So we were able to, like, we literally just had like a full blown studio. I'll send you pictures, but it was absolutely amazing. And the pricing was on point. Nikki that ran the studio, like it's her studio. She was like absolutely amazing. So honestly, if anybody is in the local area to Philadelphia, Delaware, like anywhere in the tri-state, and you want to book a branding shoot,
I want to save up and go up there book photos.
I'm like, please, just fly here and book it.
Yes.
The pricing was amazing. And then, like, what happened is, like, you get to book the place. You book it. I booked it from 9 to 1.
And you get to, like, choose the furniture and shit, too, right?
Yes. She sent me a full-blown catalog. It was on the website. I think it was, like, a honey book. So it was like a HoneyBook website, and it was every single piece of furniture or like decor that she had available, which after talking to her, a lot of it was like her house furniture. And she was like, these are my dining room chairs.
Oh my God.
As people rent them, I just bring them here. So she's like, this coffee table, this is my end table for my dining room. She's like, my husband's like, crazy. Like, whatever she said, but she's like, yep, these are my dining room chairs. That's why I have 6 of them. Right now I have no chairs in my dining room. And I was like,
That's awesome.
But yeah, you can just go right on the website and she shows you, but everything's like down to the plant. Like it was like, pick these, pick that, pick these. And I picked everything. I wound up picking everything super late because I'm a slacker. And my Gmail spammed her. So I didn't realize that I was supposed to do that until I saw it. And I was like, shit. So I emailed her and she's like, I actually just refreshed the catalog, but that was Friday morning. So she was like, pick out whatever you want. Like, I'm headed over to the studio tonight. Like, I'll bring everything with me. And the only thing that I picked up that she couldn't bring was this. It was like a marble top, what do they call it? The coffee table. Mm. And she's like, it's 75 pounds. She said, I think she said her husband was like a firefighter or an EMT or something. So she's like, he's working. And I was like, please do not lift the 75 pound marble table.
Please. Yeah, because all you need is for her to like pull her back out for your marble table.
Oh my God. I was like, it is. She was like, do you really? And I was like, no. I was like, I'm just.
Yeah, it's going to happen to us.
Like, whatever you have. Yeah. I'm like, it's fine. But it was just a day. Like, it really was, like, a beautiful day, aside from this small blip where I thought I lost my earrings and had a tiny little bit of a panic attack. Thank you, everybody, for dealing with me. But we found the earrings, we got back on track, and, yeah, it was amazing, so I can't wait to do a picture.
Yes, we'll have to share some in the group, maybe.
I recommend them more.
And I highly, recommend
too if you want to check them out.
Yeah, well, and I highly recommend finding someone in your local area. So I went through. If anybody's in that Mom of the Laser, you've probably seen some of her branding photos that she did, and they were super amazing, and they were perfect for her, and like very on brand. And it just, if you have a website or you have an Etsy or any, like your Instagram, even, I mean, it just makes. I can't wait to put them up because it just makes it feel so much more professional uniform. And put together and more like your space and like you're a legit business. Because if, I don't know, if I'm sure you guys are kind of like me in a sense where like it feels like this little side business, which it's not, like it's our legit mm-hmm. job, and we do it like probably more than full time if you include like all the stuff we do with the Facebook groups and all that. But sometimes it can feel like a side business, and sometimes my brain can like try and treat it that way. And so having the branding photos, it was like, oh wait, like I legit have a real business and I have like cool photos like prove it.
Yeah.
And so I can't wait to just see how it's all going to come together, and like with the course website and everything, and just looking like I know what I'm doing, which I do sometimes. And if you know me, you know a lot of times I'm just flying like by the seat of my pants. Like
we know what we're doing.
Yeah, like I may not really know what I'm doing, but I'm going to look like it in my pictures.
Look like it.
Fake it till you make it.
Right. So I highly recommend doing it. If anybody is considering it, find a local photographer. See if there's any recommendations. But it's definitely huge in just like it just helps. It was a good little boost of like this. I'm on the right track. It motivated me to like get everything like done and together, because I had these great photos that I kind of wanted to like show off and like, you know, put out there. And yeah,
I'm fearful of photographers.
Why?
I don't think
that was my like biggest thing with this shoot, because of how long it was. Like I said we were taking photos from 10 until 1, 3 straight hours.
Yeah.
And like she was to the point where she would be like,
ours was okay, about 3 hours here, too.
Hands in your back pocket. Right foot forward, lean forward. I was like, please pose me like a doll, because I can't.
I struggled a little bit with that, because I'm like, I don't know what to do with my face. I need you to tell me to do with my face.
That was my biggest thing, that I was like, every time she moved me, I was like, I love you. Because she was like, hold on, I'm fixing your hair. And she was like,
she did like fix my hair a lot.
In place, yeah. Like, and she would be like, tilt your, like, she came over and was like I was a doll. Like, tilt your head this way. Lean, like, pull your chin forward. Like,
yeah.
Put your right foot in front of your left foot. Like, and I was like, tell me if I look wide. Tell me if I'm leaning.
Yeah. Yeah, she did help me. She was like, oh, you know, you, the ones that you liked better, because she would kind of show me here and there, and she was like, the ones that you liked better were when you were kind of like at an angle and not obviously, you know, just full on front forward. And right. Yeah, and so she helped me, you know, figure stuff out there. And I know me, and I'm more comfortable like being a goof, but then also being like a goof, I'm like, I need this to not be too,
you have to be professional.
Yeah, I have to like find the, I don't know the happy medium, because I'm like, yeah, I want these to be me and be like funny, but I also don't want it to do like, what the fuck is she doing?
Be
like
goofy.
Yeah, right. Being like, what, okay, calm down. But yeah, it was
like middle school class pictures.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's like when they tell you, like, she was like, okay, now look off to the left and laugh. And I'm like, what am I laughing at? Like, I don't know. And I'm like, okay. I'm like,
John and I had to record like a fake podcast.
You start laughing at yourself, like, legit laughing.
Yeah.
You're not laughing at anything.
When she took the pictures of the podcast, we had to like fake, and we were like talking about so some awkward random subject, because we had to like talk food, while she was doing it.
Food.
Have a conversation or pretend like it's normal.
Well, and I hated all of those pictures, which I knew we were, because I knew I was going to, because I was like sitting on the couch, and so it was like, it was not.
Don't say you hated, because if she's listening.
Well, and she's not the problem.
I like them.
She was definitely not the problem with the podcast ones where we were sitting down. Because it just wasn't, good angles that I liked of me.
The one that I saw of, like, John, like, I think your the podcast equipment was out of
focus. Oh, no, no, no. I look good in all of them.
Oh, shut up, John.
I liked all of mine.
He's lying. There was a couple he didn't like.
He's like in the background.
Yes.
And he's like smiling. And
yeah, that one was awesome.
I always look good in the background. And the one where
you're choking him is fun.
Yes, that one is totally perfect. Yeah. Of course. And of course, those are the ones that I usually end up liking more. Talking
about because those photos from the holiday party, you guys look like you're very photogenic and you're very free in front of the camera.
Oh, no, you didn't. There was a lot of pics.
Listen, a lot of alcohol. You didn't
see how many others got cut out.
Yeah, well, and poor John and Bud, they'd like take a picture and we were like, no, we aren't ready. Or like two of them were taking them at the same time. Yeah, and we're like, and then they'd show us and we'd be like, no, 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 no. And then they'd roll our eyes.
Remember when John held both phones up side by side and he was like,
and we were yelling at him?
No, no, no. No,
yeah. Yeah, because all it means is you're gonna have to take more pictures, so just do them one at a time. Right. Yeah, so it looks like that on the surface, but that's definitely not how it happened, Cindy. That was like a small portion of the photos that were actually taken. Yeah. Well, and because Cindy
buy a laser just so I could get invited.
Yeah, well, yes, exactly. So we can take pictures with you. But you didn't see the paid pictures. Now those were gems. you have to be a Patreon I'm to so see the the pictures from the
poor still.
Yep.
I support in different ways.
Hey, that's totally fine. We love all supporters. But I'm just saying,
and I support there's some you gems on there. Not being a Patreon right now because I am not cute.
You support me in many other ways, so I'll allow it. I remember you were like, I'm going to sign up. And I'm like, I swear to God, it's okay. Like, you don't listen. Heather, if everybody doesn't know, we've told people a couple times. Heather does not listen to the podcast. No, she listens to the intro. She's on. Yeah, she listens to the intro.
I only listen to the intro.
And then nothing else, which is fine.
I'm just not a podcast listener.
Which I get it. I wasn't a podcast person.
I just play Friends on TV in the background while I'm working all day. That's all I listen to.
Oh, that's funny. When I love how, like, I was your friend MJ, who was on, how she was like, oh, you should totally have Cindy. And I'm like, well, actually, yeah, we should have Cindy again. And she was like, wait, she was on? And I'm like, what the hell, MJ? Okay.
Wait, what? Wait, what?
Yeah.
After the first one, I got a bunch of messages. And like, I didn't know that. Are you the one that was on? I'm like, yeah, that was me. I thought it was familiar. I was like, yeah, that was me.
That's my homie.
My Amazon lady doesn't no longer deliver here anymore.
Oh, good.
Yeah, she's the one who did that voodoo on you and put you in the hospital.
Right.
Oh, no.
Maybe. It's everything's possible.
Everything is possible.
Well, and I remember when you were on, I asked you to be on like that day, didn't I? Or it was like the day before.
Yeah, you were like, hey, what are you doing tonight?
I was like, so tomorrow? I asked you, I was like, do you want to be on the podcast? And you're like, sure, I'm down. I was like, cool. How about tomorrow? You're we like, don't have a guest. You're
like, how about like right now?
Right? Are you busy?
We're right actually now? Recording right now.
Can I call you real quick? True friend, man.
Yeah,
true friend.
Something like that.
Well, even tonight, Heather, so we're like, you know, trying to simmer down from the just craziness that was today. And I looked at the time, and so we record around 9:30 PM. And I looked at the time and it was 9:16. And normally at this time, like, we've already set up, we're about to start like recording our pre-show and then call our guest soon. And I tell Heather in our chat, I'm like, oh my God, it's 9:16. And we were literally just putting down JR because, again, we were way behind, you know, struggling as parents. And she's like, she goes, yeah, I can't believe, you know, whatever. And I was like, I guess so. I'll be calling you guys late. And she's like, wait, what? Calling me? And I'm like, she goes, is it podcast night? And I'm like, yeah. And you're on the episode of the podcast.
Oh,
she's
by the
like,
way.
Oh, shit. And then your lettering challenge. Let's talk about your lettering challenge, Heather.
I can't even.
Yeah, no, you can't blame anybody but you. Yeah. But let's talk about your.
My lettering challenge.
Yeah. Well, so you decided to do it to, like, one, to just get more active and be, like, in the feeds more and, like, the social media and all that.
I wanted to start lettering more. I don't even know the last time I've taken out my iPad to do anything.
And it is so satisfying to watch.
My last new digital file were my Easter bunnies.
Last year. Easter bunnies. Not this year. Last year.
Not this year. Yeah. It's been almost a year since I released a new digital file. There's that. And then I was like, I also started, like, not a full year ago, but remember last, like, March, April, I started the lettering on my TikTok.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, this is fun. And then I just
kind of fell off.
I forgot that it was a thing. Yeah. And it was just like life caught up and I was whatever. So I was like, I just wanted to kind of pick up on doing that. And I just feel like with the course coming up and the fact that I've been a little silent in the group lately because I'm tired of people copycatting and drama and all that nonsense. So I needed a revival.
Well, and honestly, your lettering is not something that someone can easily copycat. Like, I'm kind of jealous that, like, you have that skill, because that's not something that someone can, like, take from you easily. You know what I mean? It's not like
style.
Yeah, it's like
just lettering. Her style is unique. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yeah, I need to start working on, like, my vibe right now is work on the course, because I am, like, I'm lighting that fire back up to make sure that we launch the dates that we're expecting to.
Right.
But Acre Course launch, my focus is font. I've had so many people asking me for
I need a Heather
font. My mono font, my script font. Yeah, my script font. So, like, not that I'm saying I know that they'll sell, but I know that I will enjoy making them.
Yeah.
And I need to get back into doing things that I like doing.
Yeah.
Which I haven't, life has just caught up to me this year, and I've just been so busy with my full-time job and everything else that happened this year that it's just.
Well, and let's talk about, like, your goal this year is to be self-employed.
It is.
Which is exciting.
My goal by the end of this year is to be self-employed, if not sooner.
Yeah.
I've had a little bit of, I guess I'll say I've had it with being controlled by my full-time employer, and I'm kind of over it.
Yeah, like, ready. Ready for the flexibility and not having to live by anybody else's rules. Like, one good thing about having your own business is it's your rules.
Questionable.
Right? Yeah.
And that's like every 5 seconds I'm getting a new email at my full-time job about this change or that change or.
Yeah.
I've been working from home for 2 years, and then now suddenly I may have to go back in the office for zero reason other than they just want us back. Like, I'm done with it. I'm done with being on the edge of my seat. I'm done with thinking that the rules are going to change every 5 seconds. I'm going to lose my job. Like, I'm done with it. So hopefully by the end of this year, if not sooner, I will be my own boss.
So exciting.
And I won't have to worry about anything.
Well, and so the lettering challenge, what's your scheduled phrase that you were supposed to do today? Yeah.
Can't stop, won't stop. And I said, day 10, might stop. Be stopping.
Yeah, she sent me a screenshot and she's like, this might be the day I stop. And I was like, no, you literally can't. Like, it's the phrase. Like, you can't stop today.
No, that's the irony of it. Yeah. Can't stop, won't stop. I'm stopping.
I quit.
Might be stopping.
I'm doing it alone.
Can't stop, won't stop. Done.
And I stop.
Good luck, everybody.
So, something new we've been doing this year is we ask what would you guys tell either someone new or someone struggling? Like, what would you tell them to, like, kind of, like, help them out? So, you know, you see someone post, I'm ready to quit, I'm ready to give up, I'm new, nothing's working, or say I'm not new and, you know, just things aren't sticking. What kind of advice would you give them?
I would say that regardless of how the feeds are treating you or your business is treating you, you follow your heart and you go with what you love, whether it's making you profitable right now or not, you stick with what you love and it will be profitable in the end.
Yeah, I agree. The things that do the best for me are the things that I really enjoyed making. And they're easier most of the time because I'm not like forcing myself.
You don't get the roadblock.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
It's not as hard. What about you, Cindy?
What Heather said?
What Heather said? No, no, there's no cheating here. I guess I should have prepared you guys though. That's
no
that's...
copy and pasting.
No, I think, oh, damn it.
No, no stealing, Cindy. Do you want to get kicked out of the group? That's stealing.
Oh, no, no, I want to follow the rule. Agree to terms. Agree to terms. Just to bounce off of what Heather said, doing what you love is definitely the way to go. One of the things that I think that many of us suffer from is imposter syndrome.
Oh my God, yes.
Feel like it's not good enough, it's not worthy, it's like, it's crap or whatever. Yeah. And you can't let that really get to you.
Yeah.
And I just moved my office upstairs, but I had a little notepad. I was listening to another podcast about imposter syndrome. And it's
John's offended.
Yeah. No, I listened to yours. I downloaded all of them. I listened to most of them. At least I listened to them.
Right? Shot fired.
But one of the things that I read or listened to was to make a list of your qualities.
Yeah.
Like to kind of like, you know, make yourself, build yourself up. You can't just let yourself fall. Like, oh, this isn't good enough. If you make something, I've purchased things from big box stores, from retailers. And when you look at it, you're like, oh my God, like they actually sold this and I actually bought it. Like,
yeah.
And you got to realize that you're definitely worthy. And another thing that I've learned from Mark from Big Blue Laser was don't give up on yourself. Like he's big on like not, I don't want to say being around Debbie Downers, but like lifting yourself up, like surrounding yourself with positivity. Because in the beginning, I was constantly like, oh my God, why is this happening to me? Oh my God, this is never going to take off. Oh my gosh, this is like, this is shit. Or I'm never going to be, you know, where I want to be. And once I stopped doing that is when everything started to work out because you're starting to manifest your own greatness. You're starting to say you're pretty much lifting yourself up from the gutter. Like nobody's coming to your rescue. Like you have to be your cheerleader. Like we have our friends, we have everything, but ultimately I have you guys. But if I just decide to just give up, that's what's gonna happen.
So
I have to be the one to light that
right
fire.
So one perfect thing that I saved it. I just found it in my phone. My friend posted it the other day in her like Instagram story, and it said, "Don't speak negatively about yourself, even as a joke. Your cells don't know the difference. Words are energy, and they cast spells. Change the way you think and speak about yourself. You are the master magician of your reality." So. You know, and it's hard because like I've felt it happening before of where like I'm just like I'm in that like black cloud like moment, and it's and I know that I have to pull myself out of it because if I don't, it just brings more negativity and more things keep happening. And so even in the hardest moment, you have to find that positive, the positivity and those positive traits that you know you have. And focus on those, because if you convince yourself that like it's always going to be bad, it will.
You're going to manifest it.
Exactly.
Yeah. No. And I think that, you know, we joke about the whole black cloud and you know, it's like, oh, of course, only us. And it's not the woe is me, because like I tell both of you, it's like, yeah, we have that black cloud, but we're going to be soaring over those clouds.
Right.
Like, that's
fuck those clouds.
Yes, me and And I think that that's something that a lot of the, even, I don't say newbies, but like the even veterans who get those moments of like, oh, this isn't working out, or, oh, I'm not hitting my niche, like there's something I'm missing. Like you just got to really stick with it. You have to, you have to go through it. Like, what movie was that? It was like, oh, it's a shortcut. And it's like, oh, this isn't a shortcut. This is hard. It's like, well, if it was easy, it would just be the way.
Right.
What movie was that?
Yeah.
Oh my, I forgot what movie it is, but it always stuck with me. Like, if, you know, shortcuts aren't easy. Like, they definitely are. They're harder.
Mm-hmm.
But they get you to, oh, it was my champagne glass. It gets you,
cheers.
It gets you where you need to go.
Yes.
It's got to stick with it. So that's my advice. Yes. Stick with it and it'll get better.
We that's got right. this,
just,
girls.
Just look in the and mirror and John. Say, you're good enough, yeah. you're smart enough, and gosh darn it, people yeah. kind of like you.
Right? Yeah, they kind of like us sometimes. Not in the feeds bit. Today. They didn't like us today. There was a lot of shit talking about that mom with the laser today.
Mark our words, January 10th, 2022. The feeds do not like us.
No, they didn't like us today.
Kicking people out.
I mean, don't sell stuff that's don't not yours.
Break the rules.
Right. God.
Agree to terms. Agree to terms.
Exactly.
If you don't understand the terms, don't agree to the terms.
Right.
Ask the question.
Yeah.
Well, the only terms we have here is that you listen every week.
There you go.
Those are our terms.
Those are our terms. All right, girls. Well, right. I love you guys.
Love you.
Thank you for being my BCBs.
Yes. Love you, Paige.
And that's been another great episode of the Rally Black Project with Crystal and John.
Bye.
Maybe we're all done.